Mortgage fraud is a growing problem in big cities and small towns throughout America, and according to a series that appeared all week in the Chicago Tribune, the problem has taken on a new twist. While mortgage schemes are usually a white-collar crime, it now appears that street gangs are getting in on the action. David Jackson is the lead reporter on the Tribune series, and he joins us now. Thanks, David.
Pleasure.
First, could you give us a quick primer on how mortgage fraud works?
Well, essentially what you're talking about is somebody using a property that they don't own to get a loan that they don't intend to repay. It's just that simple. You either buy a property dirt cheap at a court auction or a government sale or something like that, or in many cases, these swindlers basically con homeowners out of their homes. We're seeing a lot of that in Chicago. And then once you get the property, you put a straw buyer there, get a loan, and walk away with the cash.
So when you think of these so-called swindlers, you don't necessarily think of members of the gangster disciples, the street gang there in Chicago. How is it that street gangs got involved in mortgage fraud?
Well, it appears that about 10 years ago or 15 years ago, gangs started to use real estate essentially to launder money, and it kind of grew from there. They were assisted, we found, in Chicago by attorneys and real estate professionals, and began to pick up properties. For the gang, it has enormous benefits. They're able to get land that they can use to stage operations, store weapons and drugs. And in Chicago, we found also that they can consolidate their gang territory.
You focus on this one gang leader in particular, a fellow named Marvell Thompson. Who is he, and how is it that he developed such keen real estate expertise?
Marvell Thompson is a sort of a mix of contradictions. He was a high school dropout, yet he emerges from court records and interviews as a very shrewd, savvy, and aggressive investor. He not only got into land deals, which we track in this story, but he also produced records. At one point, he had a dance hit that he produced called the Cha-Cha Slide, bumped Britney Spears off the UK pop charts.
And a fixture at many weddings.
It is, if you're into that. You're absolutely right. And but he also really began very assiduously and, as I say, very shrewdly putting together property in Chicago. And when FBI agents raided his headquarters, they found that he was keeping track of his property using business software and very sophisticated software programs.
Why is mortgage fraud so lucrative? Because it involves such large sums of money, or because it's easy to hide cash?
Well, you walk away from a mortgage closing with $250,000, and I think that's really the story. During the last 5 or so years, Michelle, the property values have been rising, interest rates have been dropping, and that combination has led to a really white-hot sort of go-go home financing market in which mortgages and refinancings are becoming much more common and much easier. At the same time, during this period, we've really seen an explosion of identity theft as a criminal enterprise. Put those things together and you sort of have a kind of a perfect storm of conditions that sets up mortgage fraud.
You know, there are impoverished communities in Chicago that have seen incredible turnarounds on the South and the West Side. Does mortgage fraud prevent that from happening in some of these communities? Is it sort of a choke-off development that residents might actually benefit from?
Absolutely, and it's really the heartbreaking part of this story. The economic repercussions spread throughout a neighborhood because these swindlers aren't interested in the property or doing anything with the property. They're interested in getting the mortgage and walking away and moving on. And what it really leaves are abandoned buildings.
David Jackson, thanks so much for talking to us.
Oh, I love being here. Thank you.
David Jackson was talking to us about his series that's appeared all week in the Chicago Tribune on mortgage fraud and the growing involvement of street gangs.